6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to the Dear Son Show, where we have meaningful conversations for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless. We try to focus on being more cognizant of not being able to say, or removing being, or the ability to be able to say, I wish I knew then what I know now. I'm one of your hosts, Jay Black.
D. John's your other host. Well,
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy
New Year.
First recording of the new year.
It is.
First episode of New Year, but first recording.
Yes. What you got going? How did your New Year treat you so far? Let's say that.
Came in quietly, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Came in quietly, which I appreciate. And, oh, happy birthday to you.
Appreciate it.
I don't think we...
Nope.
I think I shouted you out on social media, but we haven't recorded since your birthday.
True.
So happy born day. Which one is this? 47, 8, 7.
You know, when you get over 21, you got to count, do subtract
math.
Your years.
You got to do the math.
Yeah, 47.
Yeah.
There.
So it was quiet, man. We had my oldest, and again, the oriented people, because this first of the year, got 5 kids: 21, 19, 17, 11, and 10. My 21-year-old blessed us with a grandchild. Last year, the grandchild is 5 months today.
Amen.
Born today, she's
Amen.
5 months.
Come on today.
But she tried to scoot out a little bit for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But she made it back. She went somewhere. She got this thing where she go to the store and it'd be 8 hours. And as much as I be wanting to buck, I'm like, I remember them.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, at 21, my parents had, I wasn't even in the house.
No. No, Lord.
So they didn't know where I was at 16, let alone 21. But it came in quiet, man. Keisha had to work New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. She's in the medical field. So even on today, we were supposed to be getting our snowmageddon, which we didn't get in our area of DFW.
Right.
They pretty much told them to come to work.
Oh, yeah.
Or come to work.
Yeah.
But just be here or be here.
Right. Yeah. They want the smoke. All of it.
How'd you bring it in, man? Birthday included.
It was good, man. Wife had snuck it in on me. Got up. Had an outing with the whole family, her and the kids, enjoyed that. Came back in, jumped back out with Les.
Okay.
Les and the Pennies. Jumped out, had a dinner, and then slid out to old Texas Live over there. So it was good. Just, like you say, it wasn't, we've had years where it was over the top.
Yeah.
We've had years where we kind of laid low. This was right in the middle.
Yeah.
And I can't say I complained about it at all. I enjoyed it.
I ain't mad at you.
I did. So... to get right into it, you know, to keep the trend going, what we're trying to focus on or want to focus on in this episode is first we'll be focusing on the upcoming year.
Yep.
Obviously, we're in a new year. Politics just did a major transition. So we'll be in the next upcoming time span having a change in the guard, if you will. New president coming in.
Very soon.
That could have a definite impact on the economy and life as we know it. Good or bad. So with all of that going on, what are your focuses, if you will? What's pressing? Like if you had to look at things that you'd rather get to sooner than later, what does that look like for you in 2025?
Ensuring that my children are on track.
Yeah.
And I know that's kind of a general statement, but like I said, my oldest just had a child. So that's still a newer transition for her. My second oldest, Imani, my oldest is Honor. Second oldest, Imani, is just transferred schools. So she went away to North Carolina to A&T, and that experience wasn't for her. She did great. She got 4.0, but the dynamics of her experience weren't for her. So she's transferred back to a school but she'll still be staying on campus.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's another transition there. I want to make sure she stays. And she's kind of autopilot child. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely, she is.
I'm waiting for her to tell me what we need to do for her to move in. Like, she's actually supposed to be moving in today, but I don't know if we're going to do it because of the weather.
Yeah.
And then Donovan, who's the senior, like, you have a senior as well in high school, just did an episode with him last night at the time of this recording. So I don't know which one to come out first, but just pausing him on where he is in life and what he needs from me. And I want to be mindful of those things. And then, you know, we got a big gap. And then we have a sixth grader and a fourth grader.
Yeah.
Who will both be transitioning into new schools, the way the schools are set up here.
Yeah.
But making sure they're on task, making sure they feel confident. That's one thing with my youngest daughter, Eden. She's in sixth grade. I remember sixth grade. You know, that was my I don't do homework phase.
Yeah.
I stayed on punishment.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's not that bad, but sometimes she doubts herself.
Yeah.
Right? Or if something's hard and she knows it's hard, I don't think she believes that she can't do it. Sometimes it's just the will is not there to do it. So,
yeah.
And then Eli will be jumping into a space where they actually have homework.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, the fourth grade, they ain't.
Nothing.
They want to get it done in school, which is whatever.
Yeah.
But that's the major thing in terms of a blanket across the children. And then my wife, right? Trying to get her home by the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think is doable, achievable. But get her back in a space where she's thriving in her creativity.
Yes. So, yes.
What you got? Top list.
Kind of the same. The most pressing issue in my house right now is getting my oldest into college.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. More so with my wife than me. We kind of had a conversation about that the other day.
Mm.
It's like I told her, I think my laid back. Ness, if you will, with it, it probably she can't understand it. I'm not made like that. I'm not rattled by things that we're having to do. Like if it has to be done, it has to be done. Like she's thinking about things that kind of out of her control.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't really move like that. So we can do what we can do. We can change what we can change. We'll affect what we can affect.
Right.
And I'm not trying to overly simplify it. I'm just trying to keep the sanity.
Gotcha.
So. There's three schools on his plate right now that he's leaning toward.
Okay.
So we're just trying to make sure that they count and they matter.
Local or where? A mix.
Two are in Texas.
Okay.
One is in Louisiana.
Okay.
LSU is one.
Okay.
And then A&M and like PV.
Okay.
You know, Prairie View, which are both here in Texas.
Yeah.
And then obviously LSU. So we'll see how that goes. But as far as the rest, the littles, they're on autopilot in their worlds. They play for a living.
Yeah.
So
sometimes here.
Yeah. So other than that, man, we push it.
Gotcha.
We push it.
Gotcha.
So dealing more so with like we were saying, the transition of the presidency, right?
Yeah.
Or economics. So if we look at the economy, like right now, at the time of this recording, there's a lot going on that absolutely directly affects our economy as we know it.
Yeah.
The wildfires on the West Coast, a lot of displacement.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of changes. And I'm segueing this into conversations with our children from a parenting standpoint for the platform.
Sure.
We get so caught into our routine of this is what life looks like, meaning you go to work, you pay your bills, and you live, right? So now an unexpected event has occurred, and now there's controversial statements being made on how these insurance companies are backing out and they don't want to
cancel the policies.
They're canceling policies. So now we had a episode before where we were speaking to our kids about not being so focused on today as tomorrow. I forget the wording of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that to say. The time span that we're in right now, being more cognizant of planning towards what the year is going to look like, the changes that we're about to face. What are some things that you would, I guess, approach you would take that would say, hey, how can we get a lesson out of this? You know, we're all about saying, I wish I knew then what I know now. What can be a mindful lesson in this moment dealing with the emotions of a transition of the presidency, mm-hmm. and how that ties into how some people feel hopeless about their economic situation and feel powerless. And yep. I hope that didn't sound like I rambled that, mm-hmm. and you follow what I'm really asking.
Yep. So that's loaded on a lot of fronts. The presidency, we did an episode addressing our thoughts on the election. Forget what, 90-something, episode 90-something. And we talked about how our kids were impacted. Mm-hmm. And both of us, at least our younger kids, well, I speak for me, my younger kids were aware, but they weren't like overly invested and feeling like life couldn't go on because the results were what the results were.
Right.
Some of the older adults or some of the adults in this world felt helpless, hopeless, angry, upset, and all of those emotions are valid, but life still has to go on. And that's been a, now that I look back on 2024, just with my health challenges, like that's been a theme in my house, spoken and unspoken, is like, we still got to go.
Yes.
We still got to go. Things still have to get done. If one day is better than the next, both days still require the same of you most yeah. of the time. In terms of like just the general, the basics of what life demands. So that's one lesson is you got to show up.
Yes.
You got to show up. Even if you can't consistently show up at the same state with the same strength or power, you got to get back to it. So it was a lesson theme in 2024. Mm-hmm. 2025 is going to be an actionable theme of me making sure I'm showing up and being that example for the kids. This is one thing to, especially having a podcast, I'm realizing that I talk about a lot of stuff on here, mm-hmm. sometimes in more depth than what I talk to them about, right? It's not that we're ignoring topics, but it's easy. You had a classic line in one of the other episodes we were talking about, you know, I love my child. I love my child more than life itself. And the child doesn't know that because you don't say it. You right. say adults say right. things to other adults.
Right.
But yes. we take for granted what the kids, what we're saying to the kids sometimes or what they're understanding or ensuring that they actually understand it. So I want to go deeper down that path as well, making sure that the podcast is good to generate ideas. Mm-hmm. But if I'm cognizant of, I'm going a little deeper on here than I have, and it exposes some gaps. I want to make sure that I'm closing those gaps with the kids in 2025. So kind of went off on a tangent from the presidential election. The fires, we haven't talked about. So we're about 3 days, I believe, in terms of my awareness, about this is the third or fourth day that I've been tracking it on the news. Mm-hmm. And devastation has been increasing and seemingly exponentially. So thoughts and prayers to all of those affected directly and indirectly with that situation. The lesson there is, not to be callous, is life is short. Life is short. Comfort is short yes. sometimes yes. because it's, you know, it's mm-hmm. devastating in all facets. And I'm not qualified to speak to it because I've never been through it.
Right.
But a tragedy, just speaking in general terms, is devastating.
Yes.
Ultimately, if somebody loses their life, you can't recover from that. But sometimes some tragedies push you from one space of comfort to a space of inconvenience or hurt or pain or what have you. And that happens in life.
It does.
It happens in life. So again, not to play the impact down of those affected by the wildfires, but it's a real thing. And just like you said, I just heard something about the insurance companies last year denying renewals of claims. And I think some were on the clock for policies to not be renewed. I don't know how many or what the economic impact is of that, but I also wonder like what the play is going to be when the dust settles, no pun intended.
Right.
Somebody's going to come in and going to make an opportunity out of this tragedy.
I agree. I read a number unofficially. I read a number that mentioned something about 72,000 policies last year alone up until last year. But personally, off track a little bit, but I'd personally like to see some sort of a conversation, at least towards some type of reform. It's because now it comes across as a money grab, to be honest. And again, these are relevant conversations to have with your family, with your children, so that they can understand investment. They can understand insurance. They can understand coverage. They can understand what can happen. You could do everything you're supposed to do to align yourself and your family, your finances, your umbrella, if you will.
Yep.
And then somebody who's responsible for the umbrella simply doesn't want to uphold their end of the bargain anymore. And that's out of your control. What do you do?
Doesn't care about the rain.
You said a few things that resonated with me that I'd like to go back to. Like, for instance, the exposure and transparency with the podcast, and then trying to really more so implement that, double down on the implementation, if you will, with the family, with the children. That is an approach that I'm working on as well, because I view the platform as the lab, if you will.
For sure.
And then the field work is going and implement that thing. Go to the family, go to my children, and actually do some of the things that a lot of times we're talking, and in mid conversation, it'll jar something in me like, man, I'm slacking on that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing as well as I could or should be doing in that area. I have work to do.
Yeah.
So because that's a thing that also segues or transitions into another thought that triggered that we briefly mentioned prior to us starting the recording today is one way I said it, and you reworded it in an even better way that brought it more to layman's terms, was an observant eye versus a hopeful eye.
Yep.
And so again, I would like the audience to hear your perspective on it before we really unpack that. What do you feel, or what thoughts do you have when you hear an observant eye versus a hopeful eye?
How much of my life is lived in fantasy versus reality?
Mm-hmm.
And that seems weird or maybe childish. Mm-hmm. to have that comparison, or for that to be the viewpoint, the perspective. But I do find myself sometimes living in a more hopeful state in places where I could take action to improve it.
Yes. Yes.
And I keep running my health. Like, some days I hope to feel 100%.
Yeah.
Right. But I could work out. It'll be painful.
Right, right, right.
Like, it's not like it was before. And that's one thing that I'm not struggling with now, but that's the fight that I'm in now is, you know, when you fall off and then you go back at it and then you realize where you are when you go back at it.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I can't.
I was ahead of this.
I can't put these 50s in the air. Like, what are we doing? I was throwing the 90s up.
Yeah.
And it's that thing where it's the internal battle with almost feeling sorry for yourself, right? Or putting off a hard thing to do something else that's more comfortable or convenient.
Right.
So that's one element of it. And then with the children is, like, how much reality do we shove down their throat at the early stages? And what is that? What is the source of us challenging their dreams?
Yes.
And we talked about that before. Like, we had a couple episodes, and it's like, nobody's going to the league, right? Everybody's on the court as if,
right,
like like this is league bound, but the skill set just doesn't back that up.
Right.
But also, how jaded have we become as parents in just my life, because our dreams today aren't as vivid, aren't as big as they were 14, 12, 10, 18, 22, before we took on responsibilities that we allowed to diminish or to shrink our dreams of who we feel like we can be in life.
Yeah. And now you're placing ceilings on these children or these people or your family or your loved ones or friends that didn't exist. They would have went beyond that, but you put it there and you stood on it. So they bought into it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we could be so real that you direct You're the cause of the wreck. Yeah. You know what I mean? So now, that's what I'm trying to adjust to in 2025, right? Is being more aware of not overly indulging in the hopeful of I'm looking at this and I'm looking at the potential of what I hope something could be versus the reality of what I'm actually looking at.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can overly be observant to a fault where that's negative as well.
Yeah.
You know, you're seeing something, but you're so focused on today, you don't see tomorrow.
Right.
You know, but like I say, I could contradict this statement all day long. You know what I mean? Your tendencies are your tendencies. Trends are trends. So if I like the way you put it, let's stick with it being applied to the children and the family, right? Mm-hmm. So your children feed off your energy, off your guidance, your focus, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. So if you're even yourself, you could be great to the kids and hyping them up, cheering them on, but they watch how you do you.
Yeah.
So now Absolutely. If they're watching you tear yourself down and second guess yourself and tell yourself that you're going to miss a step or it's not worth the attempt, or even if you don't say it, your actions are showing them, why should I get up at 6 a.m.? Why should I go and get most of, you know, every moment out of this day? Yeah. Why should I love hard and fearlessly? And I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
But then when I'm looking at you, I don't always see it. I don't want to say I never see it.
Yeah.
But if I don't always see it, or at least see it consistently enough to where that's dad's lifestyle, that's mom's lifestyle, that's how she really moves, that's her philosophy. She didn't even have to tell me that. You know what I mean? So if that's the case, I want to exist more in there, because I'll motivate the heck out of my kids. And then when sometimes an opportunity will present itself and I'm like, nah, man, nobody doing that. It don't make sense. And but that's my business mind. I'll pick it apart and shred it to death and then rebuild it in my mind. Well, sometimes people don't see the rebuild portion. I have to tear it down so I can see what my worst case scenario is. But I haven't, like you said, quietly, I haven't shared that with my children, or they don't understand why I'm doing it. So if I only show you that negative part of me tearing it down, but you don't know why I'm tearing it down, you don't see me rebuild it or revisit the topic.
Yeah.
You think if something presents itself to you, you're supposed to just tear it down and move on to something else.
Yeah.
No, you tear it down to get the worst case scenario. You see what can go wrong and how bad it can go wrong. And what does it look like? What do I look like when this thing goes bad? How do I look now?
Yep.
Can I sustain that thing at its worst, at its lowest point? And if the answer is yes, and then the rebound says, once we do rebound this thing, it's going to absolutely be worth our while or lucrative or whatever that thing is. I haven't invested enough time of actually explaining that to my children.
Yeah.
I want to actively have that conversation out loud with my kids in 2025.
Man, it's working today. So I mentioned that I did an episode with Donovan prior to recording this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him about legacy.
Yes.
I didn't ask him about legacy. I asked him, does he want a family? He said, absolutely. I said, why? He said, because I want my legacy to continue. I said, what do you think is important to me that y'all understand about my legacy?
Yeah.
He said, I don't think it's so much things that we do or accomplish, but ensuring that your actions, your character is impacting us positively. Like the things that we see you do, the lessons that you teach, ensuring that we can take those on to the next generation.
Thank God.
Boy, it's about to be a waterworks.
Thank God.
It's about to be. I was like, when did you pick that up?
Yeah.
Because again, we were kids before. Like our actions, our attitudes, our behaviors don't always suggest that we get it. And I was like, son, you don't understand how, like you were never stupid. I never thought you were stupid. Like,
no.
It wasn't a question of, you know, is he on the right track? Does he need a different type of education? Not that kind of thing. And I'm not making light of that. But it was, I don't know if it's clicking. And part of it is my fault for not having enough conversations in a timely manner. So again, that's what, you know, like we started the conversation of these things, these revelations that we have here, while important, can be empty if somebody were to interview our children years from now and we never actually implemented these revelations or implemented solutions that we talk about here, that, you know, the ideation starts from these conversations.
Yes. And ultimately, if there's nothing that we get from these conversations other than our children not making the mistakes we made or have the foundation that we were trying to build or lay for them, if nothing else, that's important.
Yep.
And that is the win. So I'm trying to, like you said, to your point about, I don't think he's slow or that my son is slow anything like
challenged.
That. Or challenged in any way. Yeah, let's use that better. So, but I am mindful or concerned or watching, what are you keeping and retaining and what are you leaving behind? Because it's not that you can't grasp it. It's not that you don't comprehend it. But do you choose to leave it? Because that's ultimately, as parents, we're laying out information. We're laying out options. And it's up to our children to make the informed decision of what I'm going to keep and what I'm going to leave. I talk to my kids all the time. Take what you can, take what applies to you, leave what does not.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you're deciding to keep the important things or the things that you do, because I feel like all of it is important, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that the things that you're choosing to keep are the real jewels that you really will have value and substance and morality, and just your whole character building comes from just the real, take the cream off the top, son. Yeah. And if you do that, and if I see that, and I see glimpses now, and I'm like, boy, getting it. So that's why when you say that, man, that really resonated with me. I'm like, ooh, that boy getting it. That means a lot to me.
So that came up in the conversation with me and Donovan as well. We talked
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Talking about the point that was driven home from that, are you getting it, is how do you demonstrate to me that you get it, right? Because neither him nor Imani, his older sister, have been pressed about driving.
Yes.
And I was like, boy, like my dad got off work. We can go today. I qualified. We can go get my permit today. Yeah. Here's my stuff and my license. We did all these classes and all of that. And I said, the thing about it is, I'm watching how you address the small things that absolutely impacts my judgment, if you will, on how you're going to handle something as critical that requires so much responsibility as driving. I was like, because you're basically in a weapon, you know, loaded weapon. Every time you get in the car, he's like, yeah, I was a little intimidated. But I said, for me, the reason I'm bucking when you take out some of the trash, when you take trash off the top of the trash can to take the bag out, and just take the bag of trash out and put the trash that was on top of the trash can on the counter. I'm trying to figure out, like, how are you processing this stuff? Like, if you don't see these things, do you see the car merging? Do you see the car that ran the red light? Does your mind work like that? These are things that I'm gauging.
Yes.
So why you think I'm just unnecessarily upset, or I'm over the top upset because you didn't do all of your chore the right way. I said, no, these are indicators. And he got the whole, it has to be in me. Like I gotta do things for me. Like my grades are for me. I gotta make right decisions for me. I said, but son, you gotta know that like all of that's part of it.
Drop all the dime right there.
All of that's part of it. And he got it. So again, it was cool.
Yeah. And that's why I was laughing, because my dad brain kicked in. I'm dealing with the same thing. And everything ties to something else. Mm-hmm. I'm not really tripping about this so much as what that big picture, what this is telling me about the big picture.
Right.
You could have done this better, but I'm more worried about that thing that you could have done better that has greater consequence to it.
Yeah.
That's something, maybe your life on the line, your safety on the line, and you're that careless or that passive about that important thing, as I just witnessed you being passive about this.
Yep.
So, you know, don't, if I could give the dads and the parents, the moms out there right now advice, please don't back off of that.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes it could even be your significant other, your spouse, the other parent, the co-parent that'll try to talk you down from having that perspective or that approach.
Yeah. Standard.
But you have a reason that you're doing that. They're like, oh, you, everything not that serious. It absolutely is. Somebody has to be. Make it that serious that if the scenario isn't that serious when they face it, I'd rather them be overly prepared than underprepared.
Yep.
So.
And again, because I want to move off of this before losing it, like having those conversations about the why.
Yes.
I think that's been a theme on this platform too, is like we're from a generation of do because it was said, which there's value to that, right? If you're in imminent danger, there has to be some level of training that when I say this, you move. Right.
Yes.
But there's also opportunities to say, this is why.
Yes.
And this is why these things are related. So I just wanted to make sure that we add that point to the parents. Like sometimes we got to let go of the, it's my turn. And we talked about that before.
Right.
It's my turn to punish. It's my turn to tell you what to do. It's my turn to be in charge. Like that's a poor approach to life, but
yes,
parenting specifically.
And that slides again to an observant eye and a hopeful eye.
Mm-hmm.
A lot's going on right now. Like I say, we have, our sons are coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
We're observing what you're doing and how you're moving. We're hoping that you're headed a certain way or direction with that.
Yeah.
So take this time as parents to also tap in and have even deeper conversations about life with your children.
Yeah.
A lot of people would suggest that their senior year of high school is late. We're not starting, we're continuing. Like don't misconstrue what I just said. But now put our hopeful eye to the side for a moment and put your observant glasses on and try to have a tap in, check in. That's my goal over the next 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have weekly check ins with what does life look like. The initial conversation spooked my boy. It did. He was like, if I have to be honest, man, the whole idea of going out into this world,
same,
is terrifying.
Same.
I respect you for being able to put the words to that, son. Because when I was 16, 17, 18 years old, I didn't have the words to say I was terrified.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in do or die survival mode, not knowing that some of that was fear,
mm-hmm,
or not acknowledging that as fear. But sometimes your fear could be your driving force.
Yeah.
If used properly. But
good motivator, could be. Yeah.
Yes. So now if you check in now, and because they're having these conversations, information alone will sometimes take the doubt. Sometimes doubt and fear is just the unknown.
Yeah.
So now if you can see what your true options are and what that really looks like, now you can say, that ain't so bad. I'm doing that already.
Yeah.
Like you're already going out and buying gas and purchasing clothes and ordering stuff online, showing up to my front door and food. And you just, that's a whole.
You didn't have money for your sandwich when I was getting the food, but you got these shoes showing up.
Speaking of, listen, everyday life skills. Watch this. We go out to dinner, side store, but again, this helps. Because maybe somebody else will do the same mistake I made. We're out to dinner, me, the whole family. three sons, my wife and myself, for those that don't follow. We're sitting at the table. The waiter comes up and he's being funny. He says, I'm guessing you're paying for this, talking to my oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
And he laughed. I was like, no. As a matter of fact, he is. So he kind of looked at me like, what are you talking? No. This on you. You got it. Run it. I was like, yeah, give him the check, please. So he got the check. The guy walks away. And I don't think this is embarrassing for my son. This is really a teaching moment.
Yeah.
He looks at me, he picks up the pen and he says, so do I sign this? It's like, wow, I'm failing you.
Yeah.
Not in a horrible way, but you absolutely need to know this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. Jokingly introduced a teaching moment.
Yeah.
This is what you do, son. You look at this amount, the tip, add the two together, put it on this line, sign right here. You get a copy, they get a copy. The copy that says this, you know, the whole ordeal. Yeah. You're about to be actively out here dating. Even if you're alone,
yeah,
you need to be able to purchase yourself or make that purchase, close the deal. Don't just sign it and leave this blank. Make sure that, you know, you acknowledge the level of service you received. All of those things are important of you being a good, upstanding human being.
Yeah.
Things that we take for granted. I'll never forget the first time my son jumped out at the gas station with me. And I'm assuming you know how to pump gas.
But with diesel and oil.
Which one of these buttons do I? Wow. Okay. Bet.
Lift the hood up.
Bet. So, you know, now, before you leave my house, we got to do a checkpoint.
Yeah.
Hey, man, go change that tire. Take it off. Put it back on. Go do this. Check that.
Especially
I had
going away. Yeah.
Yes. Check the oil. Check the water. How frequent? We just had this conversation last month. Hey, when the last time you opened your hood? Oh, man, that look. That's a concerning look you just gave me.
Yeah. Right. How do you open it?
Yes. So that the observant eye, sometimes we don't know what you don't know simply because we're assuming it's such a basic skill
that we had. Yeah.
That you automatically got it through osmosis.
Yeah.
But you didn't. This is a different era. This is the electronic era. They would automatically assume we know how to code and program something on a tablet or a laptop or a phone.
Yeah.
And we do not. Some of us do, but
yeah,
you get it. So now that's the other. If I can leave our audience with anything today, don't take for granted what you would consider as a given.
Yep.
Just don't. So now leading up, this is at the time of this recording, this is January.
Mm-hmm. 2025.
I would like to make a because again, this kind of we do it in December, close out the year,
mm-hmm.
January, we open the year. I would like to set some hard on camera,
ooh,
concrete monthly check-in goals, mm-hmm. at least once a month. That's that's a lenient accountability, but accountability nonetheless.
Yeah.
I would like for you to say, and this on the spot, so I'm gonna keep mm-hmm. it short. Three pressing, very important goals. And we're going to write this down. Yep. So if you see us reaching for the phone, three goals mm-hmm. that you would like to hold or for
me, to hold me accountable?
To hold you accountable for in 2025. Go.
Regularly hanging out with my son. He mentioned that the other day.
Okay.
So that's one, hanging out with my son. And part of that is, again, for those that might be first time here, so you don't understand the full context, I came out of corporate a couple years ago. I haven't been back. And that's just the facts, right? So our income is dramatically changed. So I've been used to doing things on a scale, right? When money's flowing, and you do things on a scale. And in my mind, they would never just want to hang out and go sit at the park. In my mind,
yes,
he absolutely debunked that yesterday. Like, it's about us kicking it. And another thing, the reason I started this podcast, we revisited that last when I did the episode that I did with my son yesterday, based on this recording. Does he want to hang out with me? Because I didn't want to hang out with my dad. And again, nothing. My dad was a great dad. I was just a young, foolish child thinking that I should be able to set rules and guidelines for how my life was going to go. And, you know, he said our communication definitely got better, but he was like, I want to hang out. He's like, sometimes I'm in my room. He said, I've started to come out of my room a lot more as well, because I used to be a loner. Perfectly understandable.
Yes.
Well, I am too. I said, but the difference was, it was only two of us, me and my sister. She was 5 years older, so we didn't naturally hang out.
Right.
After it was, she's watching me, you know, that kind of thing, because she's 14 and I'm 9 or what have you. And I couldn't stay home by myself. Like, after that phase, we weren't kicking it.
Yeah.
Until we became adults. So, just being mindful of, like, regularly hanging out, something specific. And not, we went out as a family and you were there, but
me
and
him,
me and him going out to kick it. So I would say at least once a month doing that.
Okay.
Something specific that's geared toward me and him connecting.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a chance. Since I say it was on the spot, I'm going to give you a chance to think of your second.
Okay.
And I'm going to put my first out. And that should buy you some time, mm-hmm. and then vice versa. My number one accountability goal, I'll start my first one to be a parenting goal as well. I'm going to change my default answer being no to my kids. That's kind of a running joke in my household that my kids, they feel like they have to sell me on the idea of whatever they're about to come ask me. I say no before they get the whole question out of their mind.
Proposal,
Dad, can I go? No. Well, I'm just finna do it. They have to hurry up and go into the sales pitch to tell me what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's cool. So my wife would kind of sit there and look at me like, see what you just did? Like, so my first goal is to limit my no's. If it's a relevant no, it's a relevant no.
Yeah.
Some no's just don't have to be that.
Yeah,
just being lazy
first.
Or just go ask your mom or don't do this. Not right now. Just be more engaged with my kids, because now they were in front of the house the other day. I kid you not. Riding in the front on their little scooters or something.
Yeah.
So I hear Boston ask, can we stay out for 30 more minutes? She says, let me go ask Dad. I kid you not. I'm in the back of the house and he yells, no, don't ask Dad. So.
Don't you have any power, Mom?
My wife and I laughed about it, but it was funny, but not funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like.
Default parent.
Default parent.
Yeah.
They know to ask Mom. 99% of the time is yes.
Yeah.
If they ask dad is 99% of the time, is no, initially anyway.
It's going to be a conversation.
You may sway me. I can be swayed, but my default is no. Too much going on. No. So that's my number one. Work on my no.
My number two is the show them how to earn. I've been hemming and hawing on setting up investment accounts for them, and I haven't been taking any action with mine, and that's foolish. So even as I learn, ensuring that information is transferred to them as well, especially I will have three adult children by the state's definition, by federal definition, as of July 14th, 2025, my son will be 18. So there'll be three potentially well-articulated, considerate, contributing members of society.
Yes.
Members of society. So we gotta, my having one income was way too close to none.
Yes. Yes. I get
and
that.
That just doesn't work. So they can, and again, it's the thing of, I don't want to celebrate their struggles when they turn 40. Like I did with my dad. Not even, well, yeah. Cause our communication wasn't a priority.
Yes.
On a lot of matters, and a lot of it was my fault. So as I learn and being honest with them about, like, I don't know, but let's go figure this out.
Yeah.
Let's go figure this out.
Yeah. I like that. My number two for the year is I'm actively going to exchange quantity for quality. And what I mean is, every person I know in 2024 at some point has said to me, "You're one of the busiest people I've ever seen in my life."
For the listening audience, I'm rolling my eyes.
So, I'm acknowledging that that's 1,000% accurate. But if I look at it, if I look at my 2024 busy, mm-hmm. there's quite a few things that I could absolutely remove.
Yeah.
I don't mean adjust. I don't mean streamline. I'm talking absolutely remove.
Don't need it.
And I'd be just fine. So I say, which is ironic, no at home, yes in the street. You know, if a friend comes to me or a colleague says, "Hey, I think we can do this. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's figure out a way to do it. Let's go. Let me know the schedule. Let me look at my schedule. We're going to make this thing work. If you're available at 11:45 p.m. and that's my slot, let's do it." I want to transfer that to my family. Or if I do offer that up, it has to be worth it. It has to be a tangible value that could be assessed and touched and acknowledged. The setting this and doing this and then going and do it, and we got 2 hours of fluff that I sat there looking at you, look at me, say what you were trying to do yesterday. I'm not doing that in 25.
Yeah,
it's gonna be quality over quantity.
Yep.
What you got for number three?
This one is a tough, but I'm gonna put it out there. Am I gonna put it out there? I'll put it out there. I'm gonna demonstrate better communication, better handling of my wife.
Man.
Yeah.
And that don't even have to go deeper personally. Yeah, yeah. That's a, I get that.
Yeah. And for me, that's important. Because I believe all of my children want to have a family one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that everything in the totality of what they've seen over life, are they prepared to know what their role as a husband or expectation of a wife should be?
Yes.
Oh, some gaps I got to close in that space for sure.
My number three and final, and this is huge because my family they're really on me about this right now. My health. This is my last and final year of an empty promise. And I don't want to say this is my last and final year, Lord. I'm not saying that. I'm here.
That part,
for the long haul and the long run. But I'm no longer saying things to myself that sound good because that's what's expected to come out of my mouth without actually putting the work behind it and committing to it.
Yeah.
And my health is that. Yeah. Like right now, this whole entire episode, I'm sweating like a runaway. It's 3 degrees outside. I'm outside. I sweat in the snow, and I tell people that, but that's not normal. I've looked at it. It is hyperhidrosis. But however, there's no reason for me to have access to the knowledge base and experience and people and healthcare and the just all of the resources that are available and people that are an absolute wealth of knowledge, surrounded by doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners and practitioners of different areas of medicine.
Yeah.
There's no reason. Nutritionists. There's no reason for me not to. They're giving me the information for free.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you do this? Why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing this? This is my last time mentioning this without actually doing it. I started my first workout of this year was 2 days ago. So let's go.
Like it. That was the toss up for me for three.
Yeah.
But I think I've addressed that enough in 2024. So it's ongoing. That is just a way of life change for me, more so than it is a 2025 thing. So.
Yes. So with that being said, I feel like it was a great episode.
Yeah.
Just to recap on the accountability portion, D. Johns has three items he's working on for accountability purposes for 2025.
Yep.
Number one is hanging out with his son at least once a month.
Mm-hmm.
show them how to earn, mm-hmm. meaning all of his children and his family. And number three, better handling of his wife.
Yep.
Jay Black's three accountability goals for 2025 is limit my no's with mm-hmm. my children, change my quantity,
quality,
my quality over quantity, and change health and stick to it. So that's it. Three and three, simple check-ins. So when you hear this, continue to follow the show.
Yeah.
When you hear us reference this, this is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. We're going to bring this up every chance we can. Anything you got?
Put us on blast.
Yeah,
get
please.
In the comments and see how we're doing. If we haven't talked about it, hey, what's going on with so-and-so? Or yeah. offer us your three or yeah. your two or whatever. If anything resonates with you, that's something that we always say like, share, and subscribe with. The interaction and engagement with the episodes or with the clips, however you come across this content, is important.
Yes.
Social media algorithms, I don't know. By the time you figure it out, something else has changed. But one thing that is consistent is that they know that your audience appreciates your content. The limited audience that they show it to gives you a better chance to get the information in front of other people that will also appreciate it. So not to steal your thunder, but since we on the like, share, subscribe. You did it early, did you?
Nope.
I don't know.
Nope.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. But so, it's in there.
Yeah, like, share, it's subscribe. And then and engage with us.
It sounds trivial, but that's very important. Very important. It's just one button.
Yeah.
It's just one button. And again, we're not begging, but if we don't say it, people are like, man, I wish you would have told me. I would have done that.
Yeah.
So we're saying it. We're yeah. doing it.
Because, I mean, there's the sincerity in what we talk about and the topics and just sharing information. There's also a business around this, for sure. So to get to the monetization, to get to, and this is not you paying us money, but just demonstrating to the platforms that this is valuable information. That's how you do it. By the engagement, by the activity, by the likes, by the shares. That's why we say that. It's not just because everybody says it.
Right.
Like, this is serious.
Right. If you say one comment, I can't stress this enough. Literally, I travel a lot. I go a lot of places. I do a lot of networking and marketing. And so I'm constantly running into people that I know.
Yeah.
I'm constantly running into old classmates, people from my hometown, family members that haven't seen me in a while. Whenever they see me, within the first three exchanges in the conversation, they mention the podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for that. That's exciting to even know that and hear that. However,
yeah.
we had no idea. You're not engaging.
Say something.
Touch a button. Yeah. Say a word. Got it. Saw it. Good job. Keep pushing. Because they're like, man, I hadn't seen the episode. I've been looking for it. It's like, well, we did stop because we had some transitions that we made.
Yeah.
We didn't shut it down. It's just we were building the bank up because we don't want the demand to exceed what we have, the yeah. supply, right? So now the amount of people that are saying, hey, where is it? I've been looking for it. That goes back to what we just were talking about.
Yep.
The more you engage, the more you talk, click, like, subscribe, share, that also tells the platform to push this content to the front. There are things yep. that you know, other things that you follow, other platforms you follow. There'll be some things that people are talking about. You're like, wait, that dropped? I didn't even see that, yep. the new episode. It's because you haven't engaged in a while, so it doesn't bring it to your exposure on whatever platform it is. So just wanted to explain that.
So the other net, Love Keisha J, children's book is out. My ebook is out. All of that will be linked in the description below. I'm going to do a lot more promoting it. I'm going to be on my Kev on stage.
Yeah.
They said he was begging the other day. He said, yes, because I fund my own stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I don't tell you 18 times, you probably won't even hear it once. So
real.
I'm real. About to get on my look at me, look at us, look what we got.
Second that. I second that. Let's do it. Again, thank y'all for tuning in. Keep paying attention. Like, share, subscribe. Everybody be blessed.
Appreciate you guys. God bless you.
Peace.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.